Support for KPLU's Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Art Center, announcing Fresh Paint, Festival of Artists at Work, August 16th and 17th. Artists, including glassblowers, painters, and woodworkers, will demonstrate their craft on the Everett waterfront. Directions at shack.org.
Today, we welcome for their second visit, but first time here together, four of the grooviest players in jazz. John Scofield, a veteran of Miles Davis's 80s bands, a leader of his own groups for nearly 40 years. He's at home playing bebop, blues, funk, soul, jazz, rock, fusion, just about anything else you can do with a guitar. John Medeski, Billy Martin, and Chris Wood, well, they've mixed jazz with funk and modern soul to create a groovy sound all their own. They've got a brand new record together called Juice coming out in September. Please welcome John Scofield with Medeski, Martin, and Wood. Medeski, Schofield, Martin, and Wood. John Schofield on guitar, John Medeski, piano, Billy Martin, drumming, and Chris Wood at the bass. I wanted to ask you guys about your first collaboration back in the mid-90s on John Schofield's record, A Go-Go. It was interesting how you guys first got together. John Schofield calls up the Medeski, Martin, and Wood fan line, telephone line, and says, "Hey, it's John Schofield. I'd like to work with you guys." Chris Wood, what did you guys think of that? What did you say?
Well, we didn't return his call for a while because we just thought it was a joke. We thought a friend of ours had impersonated him. But eventually, someone did call. I think John called him back and Medeski, and it, sure enough, it was John Schofield.
Now, John Schofield, you guys seem like such a natural fit. Was it that way right away? Was it an easy fit working with these guys?
Oh, absolutely. That's, you know, I was a fan, and I had heard him, and I said, these guys are really great, and plus they played a kind of music that I really related to. So from the first time I played with them, it was really easy, and they're such an incredible, the greatest band, you know, so fitting in with them was very easy for me.
Now, all four of these guys have a lot of projects outside of this group. I was handed earlier drummer Billy Martin's on a new record with saxophonist John Lurie, and you guys work a lot outside of the band. I wonder how often you get a chance to work together as a quartet. John Medeski.
It seems like every couple of years we start jonesing to play together, so we find an excuse. You know, we did the first record with, which was John's record, mm-hmm. and we'd run into each other here and there, festivals. You know, he'd sit in with us. You know, I played on one of his Uber Jam record, and we would, you know, cross paths. Like, oh, let's play again, as you do with a lot of different musicians you run into, because there's so many people you want to play with. But we finally got it together, and we made Out Louder, and we decided to do sort of a collaborative record, where we went into the studio and wrote together and worked on music, and, you know, which I think helped us, you know, solidify our connection even more. And the same thing happened again. We went and we toured on that, and we ended up putting out a live version of that, of one of those tours, I guess. Mm-hmm. And same thing, years have passed. We're like, ah, we got to do this again. So we got together and made Juice this year.
Now, is there a rehearsal project process for you guys? Are you able to find the time to rehearse, or is it just, all right, here we are, let's make this happen? John Schofield.
Well, I think we don't rehearse, first of all. We pretty much talk about what we want to do. On all the records that we did, we came up with more of a concept beforehand with Out Louder and also with Juice. So we all talked to each other, and we came up with a concept for Juice of playing kind of all, different kinds of Afro-Caribbean type soul jazz. It's really from the African diaspora of rhythms. Mm-hmm. And that would be the basic thing. And then we took it from there, and everybody brought in music. Everybody brought in ideas. We got together, and I guess we did rehearse in that we went in the studio and would rehearse the song before we recorded it. But we went mm-hmm. right for it after not playing together for a little while, you know.
I got a chance to listen to some preview tracks of the album just a couple days ago, and it sounds great. So everybody, get your money ready. Save up to get your copy of Juice coming soon. And let's hear another song from the band live on the air on KPLU. Thank you. John Medeski guitar, Billy Martin drums, Chris Wood bass, and John Medeski at the piano. They are live at the Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle tonight. And even in that beautiful little ballad, there's an undeniable groove when you guys are playing. Chris Wood, I wonder if you ever have trouble finding that pocket, finding that groove.
Nope.
That's the best answer I could have gotten. The new record coming out this September from Medeski, Schofield, Martin, and Wood called Juice. And we were just talking a little bit about the concept was kind of coming from a place of African rhythms. There are some great original tunes on the album, but also some covers. There's some Doors and Bob Dylan. And I wonder how you guys went about choosing songs and writing songs for the album. John Medeski.
Well, we had a, you know, a general concept, like John was saying, that we wanted to, you know, sort of draw from this music we love, you know, which ended up being like this boogaloo music, the original boogaloo music, which is, very Latin, mm-hmm. Latin kind of meets funk, sort of, and bossa novas and all this music. So we just, we listened to a bunch of stuff independently and just for inspiration. But, you know, whenever we get together and play, we end up doing our own thing. So it was kind of like, those were like the seeds thrown into the mix. And then we got together, John brought a few tunes, Chris brought a few tunes, Billy brought a tune, we picked a few covers, and some of the covers actually just kind of happened. Like we did a version of Sunshine of Your Love that we were kind of taking a break and just messing around, and it just, it turned into this dubbed out version of it that it's an 11 almost 12 minute song on the record, and we didn't even know if we were gonna, we had our friend Danny Bloom did a great job mixing it and doing a really great dub mix on it, and we didn't even know if it was going to get on the record, but we couldn't resist putting it on there.
One of the things that I think is a real strength of this band, as well as John Scofield's work, that your fans, I don't necessarily think they would call themselves jazz fans. They're more fans of your music, particularly. Do you find that's been a benefit, Chris Wood?
You know, we've always lived in the fringes and in the cracks of all the genres and the categories and everything about the music business. We never fit into any of the pigeonholes. So to the jazz guys, we were rock, and to the rock guys, we're jazz. And we don't care, and we don't know what that means, because jazz is Duke Ellington, but for some people it's Kenny G, and it's like, who cares, you know? So we just do what we do. We do what we love, and, you know, we have all these influences, and we don't deny any of them. And there's a thread in there somewhere, and I think it's just the chemistry that we have playing together.
Mm-hmm. Something I don't necessarily think about when I hear your music, because I don't think it comes through, but maybe you can tell me different. But there is a generation gap between John Scofield and the other three guys. And I wonder, John, do you think that there's anything about the difference in age? What is it, five or six years, maybe?
What's a generation?
He's a lot older than I mean. I think it's a couple generations.
Let me tell you, these guys just want to be old like me, and don't we want to? No, there's, you know, I know these guys have not had their driver's license as long as I have, I'm learning from them is the truth, and they're the greatest, even if they are. Yeah, you know, they used to be young when we started out, but now they're middle-aged, and I'm elderly, so it's fine, yeah.
One of the tunes on your album cover of The Times They Are A-Changin', the Bob Dylan tune, will be coming out on the new record, Juice. And I made me wonder, how do you guys think the modern times are changing your music? John Medeski.
Nope. No, I don't know. More and more, and it's almost a cliche, but music is its own language, you know, and it for me, it describes itself. And if you're living life and being honest about what you're playing, the times are reflected in your music. I mean, for us, the times are changing in terms of how to sell records and get music out there.
Yeah.
But when it comes to making music, it's ancient, you know, it's an ancient human need, you know, and, second probably only to food in terms of our survival. So, I mean, I feel that's one of the things we all here have in common is that we make music because we love it and we like, you know, how it makes us feel and how we can make other people feel. And it's really about that. We listen to stuff, you know, all kinds of different music and stuff that comes out, and it has an effect, but so does, you know, the places you go, and things non-musical are just as important to your music.
The new record is coming out later this year called Juice, and Medeski, Scofield, Martin, and Wood are playing at the Zoo, the Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle tonight. We are thrilled to have them live in our studios today, and we've got time for one more song. What would you like to finish with?
Sham Time.
Sham Time.
There's the opening to the record right here.
Here it is.
Do I start it? Oh, wait. This is how we started the record, with me not knowing that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an F, right?